In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him because he has shown his mercy to us. That is the ancient antiphon for the introit for the Feast of the Holy Trinity. And it expresses a profound truth. The Holy Trinity is God. Precisely because he is merciful to sinners. False gods are not gods because no false god is a god of mercy. Mercy for the unworthy is why Christians, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, give all glory to the Holy Trinity. Mercy for sinners is how God's nature of self-giving love is experienced by us. The mercy of the Holy Trinity is testified to in the death and resurrection of the Son in history and experienced by forgiveness ministered to us daily in preaching and in sacraments. When Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, did you hear how he approached Jesus? He mentioned signs. No one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Signs. What signs was Nicodemus talking about? The miracles of mercy that Jesus performed, those were the signs, the miracles of God's forgiving love. In the verses immediately preceding today's gospel, John records that the Jews asked a sign of Jesus. "What sign will you do?" They would not believe in him without a sign. And Jesus' answer directed them to the ultimate sign of God's mercy, the cross and resurrection. Jesus said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He was speaking about the temple of his body. There's the sign, the clearest manifestation that God is God. Is the display of his mercy in the suffering and death of the Son of God upon the cross. Jesus' death and resurrection, that is the sign of who God is. And that is the sign of what God does. It is the content of our baptism with water and the word when we are born from above and yoked to the death and resurrection of the Son of God. It is the sign of God's mercy. It is the sign of God's self-giving love as the Father gives his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It is the sign of the only begotten Son of God who loves the Father. And because he loves the Father from eternity, the Son willingly lays down his life for the world. And it is the sign of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit proclaims to us in the gospel and sacraments, that whoever believes in the Son of the Father should not perish, but have everlasting life. Meditation upon the mystery of the Holy Trinity must begin with Holy Scripture and how Father, Son, and Holy Spirit reveals himself to us as the one true God of love through what each of the persons of the Trinity do for us. It's what is so lovely about the paraphrase of the Nicene Creed in the hymn we just sang, "We All Believe in One True God." Each stanza displays the self-giving love and character of the Blessed Trinity and the work of each of the persons of the Godhead. In the beginning, God created. God the Father created because God is love, and in him there is no darkness at all. Genesis 1:1, 1 John 4:16, 1 John 1:15. The Father's creative love is not only demonstrated on the grand scale by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth, Psalm 33, verse 6, but also on the intimate personal level of each human being. You have formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. The Catechism says it simply and in such down-to-earth fashion. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy. Ultimately, the Father's love as the only true God is demonstrated in the sending of his eternal Son to die for sinners and to redeem the creation. The eternal and only begotten Son of the Father shares fully in the Father's nature. He loves us because he loves the Father. And he loves as the Father loves. I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me, John 6:38. And yet the Son declares, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself, John 10, verse 18. The relationship of self-giving love between the Father and the only begotten Son, and their heart of mercy for us, is summarized so beautifully in Luther's hymn depicting the conversation between the Father and the Son. Then go, bright jewel of my crown, and bring to all salvation. From sin and sorrow, set them free. Slay bitter death for them that they may live with you forever. The Son obeyed his Father's will, was born of virgin mother, and God's good pleasure to fulfill, he came to be my brother. His royal power disguised, he bore a servant's form like mine he wore to lead the devil captive. Let us give glory to him, for he has shown his mercy to us. Luther's great hymn, just quoted, "Dear Christians, one and all rejoice," faithfully catechizes us in the mystery of the Holy Trinity by focusing upon the scriptural witness to God's loving nature and the relationship of love between the persons of the Holy Trinity, which God intends, that relationship of love, to share with us. To me, Jesus said, stay close to me, I am your rock and castle. Your ransom I myself will be. For you I strive and wrestle. For I am yours and you are mine. And where I am, you may remain. The foe shall not divide us. Again, dear Christians, one and all rejoice. We are not alone. We are loved by God the Father, who sent forth his Son in love to bring us back into communion, into fellowship with God, from which sin had separated us and left us destitute in the darkness and hopelessness of eternal loneliness. Holy communion with the divine persons of the Holy Trinity is not only why the feast day matters, but it is also at the heart of the mercy that the Holy Trinity shows to us in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This too is captured in Luther's hymn, wherein the Son speaks of the sending of the Spirit. Now to my Father I depart, from earth to heaven ascending, and heavenly wisdom to impart, the Holy Spirit sending. In trouble he will comfort you, and teach you always to be true, and into truth shall guide you. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of love, who proceeds from the Father's and the Son's heart of self-giving love. You see, the nature of God is one. The Holy Spirit is as tender as a father and as gentle as the Son, because he shares fully in the divine nature of the Father and the Son. Through the word of Jesus preached, proclaimed, and administered in holy absolution, in preaching, and in the sacraments, the Holy Spirit lays Jesus upon our hearts, forgives our sins, and brings us into fellowship, into communion with the divine love and life of the Blessed Trinity. In his response to the baptized faithful in John 14, note Jesus' use of the plural pronouns which speak of this communion, this fellowship, this presence of each of the persons of the Trinity with each one of us in our lives, in the communion of the church. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Holy communion with the divine life and love of the Holy Trinity is the promise of our baptism in the name of the triune God. This is the Spirit's work through water and the Word. To be born from above, a better translation than born again, born from above, born of God, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. To bring us into God's family, that we, in Jesus' words to Nicodemus, might see the kingdom of God and abide with him under the protective covering of his mercy. This is what Jesus taught Nicodemus. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. When Nicodemus met with Jesus and heard Jesus' words, he was confused and even baffled. How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? No, Nicodemus, you must be baptized in the name of the triune God who loves you, he who has created you in his image and likeness, he who has redeemed you through the precious blood of his only begotten Son, and he who by his Holy Spirit calls you to faith. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The miracle of faith in Christ that brings us into fellowship with the Holy Trinity is as profound a miracle as the miracle of life itself. when we were created by God in our mother's womb. It is not coincidental that self-giving love is not only the cause of life when a child is conceived and born of parents who love each other. It is also the cause of new life from the triune God who loves us, covers us with his mercy, and forgives us in the waters of holy baptism. It is true, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, full of sin and death because of Adam's fall. But it is also true, that which is born of the Holy Spirit is of the Holy Spirit, covered with the mercy of the Holy Trinity and joined to the eternal sign of God's love, the death and resurrection of the Son of God for sinners like you and me. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him, for he has shown his mercy to us. There are some important lessons that we should have learned during the shutdowns, social distancing, and isolation imposed during the pandemic. Isolation destroys human life and the capacity to love. Broken lives, marriages, and families, loneliness, depression, despair, and mental illness all bear witness to the scriptural truth that it is not good that man should be alone. We are created in love by the triune God of love, to love as he loves. When we are cut off from this love and the fellowship of this presence, we die. Love is not a feeling. Love is an action that demands the giving of oneself to another. Love demands that we are present with God and one another in the actions that love demands. A husband comforts his wife. A mother cares for her child. Friends support each other with empathy and understanding. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the family of faith, bear the burdens of one another in prayer and at the altar of the Lord, where they together partake of Jesus' body and blood. We learn all of this communal relationship and the actions of love, which are a necessity for the sustaining of life, from the nature of the Holy Trinity himself and his self-giving love for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the sign of this love is the death and resurrection of the Father's only begotten Son. As Jesus said to Nicodemus, do not marvel at these things, as if they were too good to be true or even completely beyond our comprehension. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That is good news. That is the message of the Spirit. That is the mystery of the Holy Trinity. It is why this God is the only true God. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him because he has shown his mercy to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.